Milo and the Magic Snowberries. In a snowy land far away, hidden among the whispering pines and frosty ledges, live gentle giants known as Yetis. The friendliest Yeti of them all was Milo. With a coat as white as the clouds and a smile that warmed hearts even in chilly winds, Milo was beloved by all the creatures in the snowy forest. One chilly morning, Milo embarked on his favorite activity, searching for snowberries. These magical berries were as cold as ice and sparkled under the morning sun like tiny crystals. They were not just delicious, they gave Yetis special energy to play in the snow all day without ever feeling cold. Now Milo had a little human friend named Ellie, who was curious about everything in the enchanted forest. Ellie saw the glistening berries and reached out her hand. "Stop," Milo bellowed in a friendly, rumbling voice. "Snowberries are magical for Yetis, but they are much too cold for little humans. They could make you feel like a snowball." Milo plucked a warm, sun-kissed berry from a bush nearby. "Try this one instead. Sunberries taste sweet and keep little humans toasty," Milo said, handing it to Ellie. Ellie learned a valuable lesson that day. Some things in nature are meant just for certain creatures, and that's what makes the forest so magical. From then on, she enjoyed the warm sunberries and left the glittering snowberries for her Yeti friend. Together, they had many more adventures, respecting the balance of their wondrous snow-covered world.